Well, Damien, first of all, big game this weekend, Donegal taking on Dublin, and I suppose they couldn't be getting them at a worse time after a big win and only a couple of games left. Tell me, before we talk about the game and look forward to it, what do you make of Donegal so far this year?
They're playing all right. I was very impressed with them in some of the games. And in other games, then we're just falling a bit flat. But like, it's easy to say that maybe Donegal aren't playing well at times, but we must remember, when we were playing well, we had our big players in around the middle of the field. With Keelan McGonigal was going well, Langan was going well, you know, Shane O'Donnell and boys out there, like, they were all missing the last day too against Monaghan. Do you know, and like, that's a big hole. Like, your whole middle is taking out of the team there. Big, strong lads too that to stop, we can get forward. And at the moment, we're trying to kick a lot of balls from deep, from the 45 the last day, and we're going wide. Where the likes of Langan now can put them balls over the bar, and because we're not getting the ball inside as such, you know, we're not just feeding balls through to the lads inside. Now, I don't know, maybe that's just the game plan or whatever, you know, but we're relying on shots from outside that we're not getting at the moment, you know, and that's where the likes of Langan and Murphy maybe come into their own from further out the field.
We seem to have quite a lot of injuries at the moment. Michael Langan, as you mentioned, Oisin Gallen cried off last week. He had been off before as well in a couple of earlier games. Keelan McGonigal, Niall O'Donnell, Shane O'Donnell was missing last week as well. Kieran Thompson picked up an injury. It certainly, I don't know, it seems a high number of injuries for so early in the season.
It is, yeah. I couldn't believe it. You know, I was looking forward to watching Oisin playing on the home patch down there the last day. And then when he wasn't starting, then I thought, oh God, jeez, what's wrong here? You know, I was kind of half hoping he was injured in a nice way, because I was hoping like he just wasn't started, you know, because he deserved his chance after the way he came on against Tyrone the last day, and he's worth 2 or 3 points every game, you know. But right enough, like with Kieran Thompson going off as well too, and all the other boys not starting, there's. It's not easy to fill gaps to get there and Donegal, you know, and they're big losses for us.
And I was just looking today, like, the championship is only, what, 5 weeks away?
Aye, and that's going to be condensed too as well, you know, so there's no time between championship matches either to get players. But, you know, it's a squad thing now, really, to be honest, and you need to re-up the pace and to know where they are and what they're doing. It's not going to be easy come championship to fill gaps.
Looking ahead to this weekend's game, Dublin and Croke Park, on the back of a win, Dublin, I suppose, you've your own experience in Croke Park. They're a different animal up there, are they?
They are, aye. Yeah. And I think now that they're probably even a different animal now than they were at the start, maybe two or three games ago as well. Up in Croke Park, they're starting to find maybe a bit of rhythm. They're starting to find a wee bit of space up front. They're working harder for each other. They're taking their scores better. I think just they're starting to come to maybe at the right time of the year for them, at the wrong time of the year maybe for Donegal, to go up to Croke Park, the big spaces. Then again, maybe our younger players might suit that, the pace we have, might suit the larger field as well too.
Well, I suppose the encouraging thing was we saw Michael Murphy coming back last week. Jamie Brennan got a run out as well, which was obviously a big plus. So maybe Declan has more options this week.
Aye, hopefully, yeah. I don't really know with Jim with the bandage and the knee too coming on, you know, and Balfour, I'd like to see that, I suppose. I'd rather see them coming on, go with a clean bill of health as such, you know. But like the space, if Jamie's fit, like the space in Dublin will suit him, and he's got another week of training to under his belt, you know, a bit of sharpness, it'll help him as well. Hopefully we get some other, maybe others, Shane O'Donnell maybe hopefully back. I don't know what kind of shape they're in now. Oisin, maybe, I don't know what he'd be like after the week, but just pace like that we need to hit the open spaces in Croke Park and let the ball on, hey, and play with the head up, you know.
We're on 5 points at the moment. It could be enough, but we probably need another point from our last two games at least, I would imagine.
I think so, aye. You probably would need the six just to be sure, you know. Armagh's not going to do any favours down by the three, you know, come the last game. If they have a chance of putting you down, they'll put you down. There are no wild love lost between the two counties, suppose, that way. So look, you'd want to be trying your heart out to get something up in Dublin the next day, you know, against Dublin side. They're hopefully not back to their full health yet, you know.
Yeah, well, of course, Dublin are struggling for survival as well. They need to win as well. So it's a tall order, is it?
It is a tall order. It is. But look, if you're going to take Dublin team at any stage over the last 5 years, now would be the best time to get them, really. They're probably at their most vulnerable now at the moment, but like, that's not to say that they could put it all together and blow you out of the water too, the same kind of players they have. And then with some of the players coming back into the squad again too.
The result apart, obviously got the win, it'd be great. What are you looking for from Donegal?
I would like to see the ball moved a bit quicker, with the boot, and just get look up inside and let the ball in and see what happens inside. You know, we're getting caught seemingly, you know, across the 45, and we're shooting from there at the moment, which doesn't suit us. I just think, you know, once Michael comes on, Michael plays, every time he gets the ball, he's ahead up and he's looking for runs inside. And when he's inside, he's demanding the ball too. It'd be great if you could play Michael Murphy and the likes of Paddy McGrady closer to goals. But like, I know that's not going to happen with so many big players around the middle missing, you know.